Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so happy that you tune in tonight because I know it's a cold night wherever you are. This whole country seems to be experiencing cold weather, and I must say we have never experienced this type of temperature in Atlanta, Georgia. But I pray and hope. I'm going to begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. But right now, as Dottie McCarkin just said, we need you. We need you now, Heavenly Father. The homeless people need you. Anyone that doesn't have heat needs you. Anyone that doesn't have a shelter over their heads needs you. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to cover them, cover us, Lord Jesus, in every way. Keep us warm, comfort, and your love. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for your goodness and your mercy. Well, tonight we're going to begin with hope. I know Donnie McCurkin said we need you. We need you in so many different ways. We need you, and also we need our hope in you. And we're going to talk about that tonight. I have a someone to come on, one of our widows who's going to come and help me with this word of hope. She'll be coming on in a little bit later. Right now, I want to start with our announcement. And once I get into the announcement, then we can go into our message for tonight. I want to indicate that we are going to be canceled. We have our monthly meeting every third Saturday of the month. And this Saturday is the 20th, which we're going to have our annual meeting, but I'm going to cancel it. I've spoken to Sheila, and we're going to cancel because of the weather. It's going to be still cold on Saturday. We don't want you to come out if you don't have to. And but we're still going to have the meeting. Just like you're here tonight, we're going to still have the meeting. But we're going to have it through freeconferencecall.com. I will be notifying you on Friday of the conference call number and the access number as well. And I would like for you to you can lay in your bed, in your warm bed, and have, or you can have breakfast while you're talking, you're listening. We're going to have a meeting at 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Through freeconferencecall.com. And I will be texting you that telephone number and access code in order for you to be able to come on. I would like for you to come on because there are things that we need to discuss going into the new year. Excuse me. Going into the new year, and there are things that you need to be informed of. So please I look out for that text, group text, this coming Friday. And you still have time to make a deposit on the trip to the art encounter. If you know anyone else, I want you to really ask friends, family, and neighbors and church members to join us on this trip. We need a bus full. We're a little short right now in the amount that we need, so we need that. We need to make the deposit by. We need to deposit in by the 31st of this month because we have to make it. Make the deposit on the beginning of February to Diamond Tours. So just knowing that you can still make your deposit for the trip, and it's $80. So, and you have any questions, please let me know. Give me a call, and we'll work something out. There are going to be three ways that you can still make the deposit. You can still mail it to me. I mail it and make it payable, a check payable to the next chapter. If you're going to send a money order, just put the next chapter, payable to the next chapter. You can do Cash App. Cash App is TNC Widows, Widows with an S. TNC Widows with an S is our Cash App with the dollar sign first, TNC Widows with an S. If you want any additional information, please give me a call and you'll have my cell number. So those are the two announcements. We are canceling our meeting in person this Saturday, but we are still going to do a conference call, and the meeting will be from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And you can stay in your warm bed and call in, and if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to do so. And that is our message. That is our announcement. And the message today night is about hope, because right now we need hope to keep our house warm and the furnace keep working and also praying for others who might not have the they have opened up a lot of warming locations, so I'm hoping that the homeless went to those locations, also downtown as well, all over in different counties. They're opening up. Most of the places are fire stations because we don't want anyone to be out there exposed to the kind of cold weather, because when the heat goes down, my house is just cold. So I got blankets and everything around me. But let's talk about hope. The first scripture that goes with that is Lamentation, the third chapter, the 25th verse. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. Hope is amazing. It can grow and thrive even in the bleakest circumstances. A prisoner of war suffered brutal abuse at the hands of his capture, but they cannot break his spirit or rob him of the hope that one day he will be free again. It's hope that keeps us moving forward, always looking for a better day. Hope is God's gift. And thank you, God, for placing your hope and you, well, thanking you for placing your hope in him, because we must put our faith and hope in him in order to get through the different things in life, especially this cold weather. Psalms 42:5-6 says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disrupted within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." People hope in many ways. They hope for money. They hope for possession. Other people hope for power, fame, and status, even their own strength. None of these things have the power as substance of to sustain hope, but God does. Money and possession can be gone in a minute. You know how that is, how fast money can go out of your hands. But he will never change. God will never change. People will fail you, but he will never let you down. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Power, fame, and status are remarkable, but even in your own strength, will one day be gone. But God will still be by your side, just like it says, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Place your hope in him. Learn to live from a place of resting in me. This is what Jesus is saying. Since I, the Prince of Peace, are both with and within you, you can choose to live from this place of peaceful union with me, which will give you hope. This enables you to stay calm in the midst of stressful situations, because we are dealing with unbelievable world now. So we need something to keep us stressless. But recentering yourself in me, Jesus says, we can deal with your problems together, you and I. And he wants you to go to him. Cast your burdens to him. He's asking you to always, allowing him to help you with these different situations. So there is no need to panic. However, the more difficult your circumstances, the more tempted it is for you to shift into high gear and forget my peaceful presence. That's what Jesus is saying, my peaceful presence. But as soon as you realize you have wandered from your place of peace, of a sense of hope, and return to me immediately. Call upon my name. This reconnects you with me and help you feel safe. Let me say that again. Call upon my name, for this reconnects you with me and help you feel safe. And right now we need to feel his safety in this cold weather. Don't be discouraged by how often you wander from me. You are endeavoring from me to form a new habit, a new thing. And this takes time plus persistence effort. The rewards, though, are well worth your effort. And we want those rewards. So, just like it said, the rewards, though, are well worth your effort. The more you return to me, that's Jesus saying, to our resting place and hope in me, are the peaceful, hopeful, and joyful your life will be. Let me read that again. The more you return to me, as Jesus says, to our rest, resting place, and hope in me, the more peaceful, hopeful, and joyful your life will be. So we must keep our hope in him. In Lamentation, once again, the third chapter, the 25th verse, the Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. So seek the Lord for hope, peace, and joy, because he's there waiting for us to reach out to him. He's right there. And tonight, as cold it is, I'm sure he's right there by your side, giving you that comfort and warmth that you need to get through this cold night and next and tomorrow as well. And that is all I have on hope, but I'm going to bring Miss Armagene Perkins on, and she's going to talk about hope, the hope that she has in going through this journey of the loss of her husband. And Ms. Armagene, I would like for you to indicate the year, your husband's name, and the year that he passed away. I mean, the date, and as well, and also talk about the hope that you have in God and getting through this right now.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. More like good evening. Okay. My name is Armagene Perkins, and I'm going to speak on hope. Okay, the hope that I had to continue the journey after my husband passed away. But before he passed away, he was sick. He had cancer, and he had other health issues, and of course, And before he passed away, I just put my hands in the Lord, and I just put him in the Lord, and kept praying that God will give me hope, will give me just keep me grounded in him. I prayed, okay, because we had two kids together, a daughter and a son. Okay, my son still lives in Atlanta. My daughter, she's in Green Bay, Wisconsin, cold country that I spent Thanksgiving with her, and she came here this weekend, spent some time with me. But, it was difficult, whatever. But I just kept trusting in God, and I asked other people to pray for me, and I got through it. He died August the 21st, 2021. And so from that time on, I was basically in the house by myself. But I just had hope, Sometimes I just felt like his presence was here, and I just kept going. I stayed involved in my church, St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church on the Mission Drive. And, and God just got me through it, So there was some time that I did feel alone, but, I was, then there was some time I just felt like somebody was with me, and I just kept going. I just kept praying. I just kept doing my Bible study. And as some people say, they went through a lot of, depression. But I don't think I did, if I did, God handled it for me, So I really, really pray a lot, I said, God, please help me. Holy Spirit, you're here. You help me, to get through this. know, but he was gone for, you know, he was in the nursing home for a while, you know, so that gave me a chance, you know, to kind of like, I said, not get used to him being gone, you know, but it just kind of like, you know, took my mind off things for a while, you know, and with my children coming in, you know, and everything, and my daughter flying back, you know, to Georgia, you know, I just put my trust in God, and to me, when you're going through something like that, you hope, your hope is in God to take you through it, to take your mind off certain things so that you won't be down and out. Yes, you are going to miss that person, and I miss him terribly because he did mostly everything, and mostly everything would work in my home that is here. He built everything, you know, and every time I look around, you know, that's what I see, you know, the woodwork that he did, you know, and everything. And, you know, and I just thank God, you know, for his presence, you know, and for our marriage. We were married like 40-something years, you know, so, I just thank him for it, you know. So I'm not supposed to talk but about 5 minutes. So my time
okay, but continue. You got a few minutes. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, but you know, I just really, really, and you know, when I meet other people that have lost, you know, like their husband, or you know, somebody that lost their wife or whatever, I just try to encourage them. Look, pray, ask God to relieve it, you know, to just balance your mind, you know. Go, it's so many things I could say, you know, whatever. It just, you know, it really, really, you know, it is a journey that you go through, you know, but you just got to keep trusting him. Keep trusting him. Keep holding his hand, you know, whatever. Keep tell him, you know, Lord, I'm going through this, but I know you are here. Please, you know, to take my mind off of it sometime, because there was time when I just felt like he was here, you know, my husband, he was still here, you know, whatever. But, you know, I knew that he was gone to be with the Lord, you know, and that's how I got through it. So how did I do it? What was my hope? My hope was my prayers to Jesus Christ, okay? And I hope everybody, I just hope everybody just have a happy new year and get through everything that they are going through, and hope that you all are enjoying life as you go through, you know, you have lost your loved one, you know, whatever. And I really had a very good Thanksgiving because I went to visit my daughter, you know, and I stayed with her and my grandchildren. And then for Christmas, you know, she wanted me to come back, but it was just too cold up there for me, you know. So I just say, no, I'm not coming back for Christmas, but, you know, I will see you. So thankfully, she did fly down to see me, you know, and stay with me a few days. So I'm thankful for that, you know. So, and my son, of course, you know, live in Atlanta, and him and his two kids, they spent time with me, and so I was okay, you know. So, and family will, you know, help you, you know, if you stay close to your family, the one that are around. You know, they will take your mind off of it also. So I'm thankful for that. So
okay.
Keep hoping. Keep hoping. Keep hope alive, you know. So
yes.
Okay? Okay. Yes. Thank you all for listening. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thank
good
you,
night.
Ms. Perkins. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ms. Perkins, for expressing, giving that testimony, because you don't know that what someone else is going through, and when they hear that you are getting through it and the way that you're getting through it, it blesses them. So you have done a blessing to others by telling this testimony, and thank you so much. And like I said, we must continue to have hope. It's not easy getting through it. I mean, you are less than 3 years right now. Is it less than 3 years?
So, yeah, 21, 22, 23, less than 3 years.
Right. So you are still at an early stage of going through your grief, but you seem like you're staying involved. And that's so important, being involved in your church and whatever other activity you might be in, and also being involved with your family. So thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. And I want to also say a quote that that the book that I have that I read from, waiting with hope is very difficult. But true patience is expressed when we must even wait for hope. We will, and he indicated that he will have reached the point of greatness, strength, once he have learned how to wait for hope. And like I say, it's not easy because of the emotional things that you feel, but if you keep your eyes on God, you can get through it. Just keep like following someone. You know, like a little baby or a child would follow their mother or father around. We must do that with God. Let him be that person to follow, to have hope in, trust in him to get
trust
through these days. And we will be able to get through it. With his with help, and just like Donnie McCurdy, so we need help. Yeah, when we call on help, he's there for us. He gives us the answer in different ways. He speaks to us through music, scriptures, someone calling you, listening to something on the phone. God gives you that message that he's right there, that he is our refuge and our strength and our everlasting presence in time of trouble and when we need that hope to get through it. So tonight, everyone, just think about those four-letter words, H-O-P-E. Just keep the hope. Keep the hope alive, just like Jesse Jackson would say. Keep hope alive. And we must do that, but keep hope alive in the man above, and that's Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
So that is all we have tonight, and thank you so much for joining me tonight, Ms. Perkins. I know that I wanted you to be on last month, but the computer was not working right, and it's working right now, and God is always a special time that God wants us to speak in your testimony. So it's always the right time. And I just thank you so much for agreeing to come on and speak tonight. And that's all we have for tonight. But once again, if you did not hear the announcement, we are canceling the meeting in person on Saturday. But we are still going to do our conference call, and I will notify you by text by Friday of the information to call in and the access code, because we do want to talk about some things that we're going forth with in the new year, and also talk about what we might be doing in the month of February as well. So tune in on Saturday. You can stay in your bed. You can drink your coffee, eat your breakfast or whatever. Just don't make the noise while you're chewing. and I know I want to stay in my bed, too. I don't want to have to go anywhere this Saturday. And tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. I'm going to call the doctor and see if they can talk to me over the phone, because all they want to do is prep some information that I need. But I do not want to go out. But if I have to go out, it is not until the afternoon, 1 o'clock. So that's a good thing. it's not right, you know, it's not first thing in the morning. But if I have to go, I'll go. But I'm going to try and see if I can get one of those tele-something call that they can do. Because I'll cancel it until next week or something of that nature. But anyway, good night, everyone. Tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and stay warm.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see.